Well, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the cold face with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome to you, Martin, this morning.
Thanks, Caesar.
Yeah, well, we hear that the government has given the world's biggest mining company permission to search for oil and gas off South Africa's west coast.
Yes, that biggest mining company in the world, of course, is BHP Billiton, and it's long overdue. They've been trying to get these rights since 2005. In fact, they had a rig at one stage ready to come out to South Africa to start drilling, and then the Treasury held them up and said, no, 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 we must first work out all the fiscal arrangements and everything, and they've been going on for now 5 years debating, and finally, the Petroleum Agency SA is able to announce that the right has been given to BHP Billiton to drill off South Africa's west coast, both shallow and deep. They've got 3A and 4A, that's a concession area, plus 4A and 4B. So the one is fairly shallow, close to the coast and not so deep, and they're targeting gas there. And the other is fairly deep, can go down to 2,000 meters, and they're looking at oil there. And they've got partners. BHP Billiton's partner that we know very well is Sasol. That's one of the partners, and also the state-owned Petro SA. That is on the 3A and 4A concession. But the other partner in the deeper level is a smaller partner, and there's an American company. But BHP Billiton will be the operator. And I mean, if we can find some gas and we can find oil off our coastline here, I mean, it'll be a tremendous bonanza for South Africa.
Brilliant. I'm sure, though, that there is a reason why they've targeted that place. So what will it actually mean to the South African economy?
Well, it could be a game changer. I mean, if you get sufficient energy coming through right on your doorstep like that, I mean, that would be, from an energy perspective, it would be a game changer for us.
Wow. Well, the petroleum giant Shell is confident of finding shale gas in South Africa's arid Karoo.
Yeah, again, you know, in the Karoo, we've been slow, South Africans, again, slow. You know, we're a little bit slow because the small company Falcon has been the first to win rights there. And they've also been granted by Petroleum Agency SA, which is our regulatory body. But then coming in a little bit later was Shell, and they've got like 100,000 square kilometers there. So it's a nice big area that they've got around the Falcon area. And then coming in a third was Sasol. They've also got some area, but it's on the periphery. It's not in the heart of it. And then fourth, Anglo American. I think they still got to have their rights awarded. So again, you see these international companies are quick off the mark. Eh?
Yeah.
They get in fast, and now we find Shell saying at the World Energy Congress in Montreal that they're quite confident that they're going to find shale gas here. And, you know, shale gas is the name of the game these days because there's been a technological breakthrough which enables us to exploit the shale gas. And in America, it's called the shale gale. I mean, it's actually lowered the natural gas price. So this could also be a game changer. Of course, we're going ahead of ourselves. We're being very optimistic here.
Yes.
You know, they've still got to find it. But, I mean, for the CEO of Shell to say at the World Energy Congress in Montreal that he's confident, that's what he's telling the media. I think he feels that, they've done their studies already, that there is something there. Whether it's in the right quantities or not, of course, that's what we've got. But they've begun to build their wells.
What does that mean in terms of infrastructure? A, of delivering it to ordinary domestic workers, for instance, and B, converting that into other products which our manufacturers, for instance, are looking for.
You know that we have got very poor infrastructure when it comes to gas. I mean, that's why some people are saying, well, it can be a shale gale in America, but can it be a shale gale in South Africa? Because you haven't got that same infrastructure, that they can just plug into the infrastructure with this gas now. But, you know, we have got a very big electricity grid, and we could use that gas to produce electricity, maybe locally, and then put it into that grid. So you're still sending the energy out in a different form.
Brilliant. Well, South Africa's big project, Mafuta Petroleum Refinery, stalling on climate change issues.
You see, and again, people chasing gas here, as we saw BHP Billiton and now Shell looking for shale gas. It's linked to the climate change because one of the fastest ways and one of the most cost-effective ways to lower your carbon is to go for gas. And now we see we were going to have a big inland refinery here. It was going to be a tantamount to Sasol 4. It was called Project Mafuta, which is Zulu for oil.
Yes.
But you can see it's stalling. It's stalling on climate change issues because this is going to be in the Limpopo. It's going to be inland. It's going to be coal-based. And now what do you do with all that CO2? you know, in this new environment with Copenhagen and all these instructions of how we've got to deal, where are you going to put your carbon? And so that's why they're not going beyond the pre-feasibility study now. And we should have already been well advanced with this project from Futa. They're going to keep it in pre-feasibility study until they can solve the issue of carbon capture and storage. Storage is the big thing. Where are you going to put, you know, people inject the CO2 into the ground, but they need a saline aquifer. They need it nearby. And this, of course, corresponds with the Minister De Poer Peter. She's just announced this atlas for our carbon capture and storage. But most of the places where they want to store is along the coast, you see. And it'll be very difficult now if you've got this inland refinery to have such a long pipeline. Yes. Although Sasol is doing this project, Mafuta. That is their project. It was going to be tantamount to a Sasol 4. Sasol are also doing a similar coal to liquids project in China, and they say they've got no hang up with the carbon storage site, so they've already solved it in China. We need to solve it, yeah.
But at least we are taking climate change seriously in this
now
region,
and
that can be just something that's good for us.
It can be.
Well, Martin, thank you very much. That's Martin Creamer, who is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.